This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Public testimony has ended in the House Intelligence Committee in an impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump. As AP's Shelley Adler tells us, both Democrats and Republicans are claiming victory after the hearings.
Chris Galderi, who's an associate professor at the Department of Politics at St. Anselm College, says the Democrats certainly made their case this week on substance.
They're describing this very large effort to redirect policy for political ends, and they're showing that they were able to observe it and see effects of it from a wide range of different vantage points.
But there was also this.
You said there needed to be a public announcement from Zelensky. So I'm asking you a simple question. When did that happen?
Never did.
Never did.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and Ambassador Sondland, which Galderi says was for the Trump base.
They're aimed at keeping Trump supporters on board.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
Corruption allegations facing Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have now resulted in indictments against him. As Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports, it comes as Israel's turbulent politics faces its third election in less than a year.
The prime minister is accused of wrongfully accepting $264,000 in gifts from business tycoons and giving favors in return for favorable media coverage. He could face up to 10 years in prison. He's under no legal obligation to resign at this point, and he's always denied any wrongdoing, but it comes as the country is already facing the prospect of its third election in less than a year. Because Netanyahu wasn't able to form a coalition government, and then his main rival, Benny Gantz, also failed to do so.
That's Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives passed two bills on Hong Kong Thursday that will now make their way to the president for final approval. As Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports, it's a warning to China about its commitment to human rights amid a crackdown on the city's pro-democracy protests.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed two bills on Hong Kong that will now make their way to the president for final approval. It's a warning to China about its commitment to human rights amid a crackdown on the city's pro-democracy protests. If President Trump signs the bills into law, it would see a ban of certain exports to Hong Kong police forces, like tear gas, rubber bullets, and pepper spray. It would also make officials who violate human rights in the city vulnerable to U.S. sanctions.
That's Michelle Hennessy of Reuters. China says it continues to work to resolve the trade dispute with the United States despite President Donald Trump's threat to impose more tariff hikes on Chinese-made goods. Commerce Ministry spokesman Gao Feng said Thursday that Beijing is willing to work with Washington, in his words, on the basis of equality and mutual respect, in hopes of reaching the first phase of a bilateral trade deal. The world's two biggest economies have been engaged in a series of escalating tariffs for more than a year. That was sparked by President Trump's initial demand for changes in China's trade, subsidy, and intellectual property practices. The U.S. also wants Beijing to curb subsidies to state-owned enterprises and to grant American companies greater access to Chinese markets. Two airmen were killed in an accident during a training mission at an Air Force base in Oklahoma Thursday. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Military officials at Vance Air Force Base, northwest of Oklahoma City, say two airmen were killed in an accident involving two T-38 Talon jets that were taking part in a training mission. There were two people aboard each aircraft. TV footage shows an aircraft upside down on the grass near a runway and the other aircraft upright on the same runway. The T-38 Talon is a twin-engine high-altitude supersonic jet that's used in a variety of roles for jet pilot training. It's the second incident involving a T-38 in Oklahoma in the past 15 months. I'm Jennifer King.
Seven people died and 24 were wounded in renewed clashes in central Baghdad between anti-government demonstrators and security forces Thursday. At least 320 protesters have been killed and thousands have been wounded since the unrest began October 1st. That's when demonstrators took to the streets in Baghdad and across Iraq's mainly Shiite south to decry rampant government corruption and a lack of basic services. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.